Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
On today's wrestling news, we've got Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns.
Grand Slam just got even more stacked.
A possible huge WWE return.
And which AEW star is potentially set for a return too.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story is in the description. Click the timestamps and off you go. So Roman Paul versus Logan Reigns is going to be happening at Crown Jewel. Incredibly.
Had one job, Phil. One job.
We'll just power through it. It's all fine. So it's going to be announced officially by WWE at this Las Vegas press conference thing later on today at like 2:30 or 3:30 Eastern, I think. So basically, Logan Paul came out on SmackDown last night. He kind of called out Roman Reigns a little bit, but then Paul Heyman and the Bloodline came out instead. And it basically boiled down where Paul Heyman was like, oh, you don't want to be doing this. You should be picking a fight with someone else. And then kind of it, like Logan Paul was like, oh, but you're just worried that I might get that one lucky shot on him. And then Sami Zayn came in and was like, oh, maybe you should let me deal with Logan Paul. And then he turned around and got laid out straight away. Yeah. With a punch by Logan Paul. It was quite funny. And then the Bloodline ran in and Logan Paul ran out. So basically, that's all boiling down to this big press conference thing that is going to be Roman Reigns and Logan Paul going face to face. And it's, yeah, going to announce them fighting at Crown Jewel for the undisputed Universal WWE Championship or whatever the hell it's called at the minute. So it's all kind of kicked off when Roman Reigns was on the Impulsive podcast not that long ago. And during that, like Logan said, he's got his eye on you and your titles. And then there's like a bit of a Twitter beef that they were doing for a while. And then it's popped up to this, but it's actually happening. Roman Reigns versus Logan Paul in this goddamn bizarre year that is 2022.
Madness. And I think Meltzer himself even said, yep, didn't see this one coming. Yeah, we were all sat there kind of predicting who'd come next. And nobody had Logan Paul on their on the like shortlist. Probably for good reason, maybe, you could say, because he wasn't really seen as a top contender. Yeah, you had people like Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins seemingly being...
He had a fun match at Mania.
Like, he did. He had a fun match at Mania. He had a four-star match at SummerSlam with The Miz. Like, so
indeed, yeah.
He's imagine what he could do with Roman. I think that's what Dave himself said. So it's... This could be fun. I know I don't want to say it. I don't want to, like, will that into existence and everything, but it could be a fun... Just slice of
I think
nonsense.
It's very Crown Jewel.
Yeah,
it's definitely
it is.
Very Crown Jewel.
It's going off in some weird corner of the multiverse kind of wrestling, which is what Crown Jewel is for the most part. So I don't really know what else to add to it. It's one of those. Like the way it was set up on SmackDown as well, it felt bizarre, a little bit thrown together. Didn't feel like it was part of the long term plan. It was just like, what can we do? We've got a Crown Jewel thing. Yeah, let's put Logan in. Yeah, he's a big name. Why not? He'll have fun with it.
And it's, we've got no one else.
literally. That's the way it is. So I don't know. I'm intrigued. I can't wait to see the press conference. And apparently it's been set up to do like boxing kind of connections instead of like wrestling connections, just to try and add a bit more credibility to the story just in general. So that's quite interesting as well. So we'll see what happens there. But a big old thing or set of things happened on Rampage as well last night. It was a hell of a couple of hours in the news cycle, really, in the wrestling news cycle, because Rampage went crazy for Grand Slam. It just went absolutely crazy. We had Chris Jericho come out and challenge Claudio Castagnoli for the Ring of Honor World Championship, and he's never, ever fought for that title, Jericho, but he doesn't want to just be a seven-time champ. He said he wants to go for the ocho. That's the way he worded it. He went, I want the ocho of the title, which is Spanish for eight, I believe. And if it's not, I'm sorry. I've gone out on a limb and just said that. But on top of that, we've also got Darby Allin and Sting are going to team together to take on the House of Black in a no DQ tag team match, which should be chaotic. And that's for Rampage. So just not to get confused here, the Claudio and Jericho match is going to be on Dynamite Grand Slam. That Darby, Sting, House of Black stuff's going to be on the Rampage. Also on the Grand Slam Rampage, brace yourself because there's a lot. We've got Eddie Kingston's finally going to have his match with Sammy Guevara. Like, that's going to finally happen after being put off for a couple of weeks and like all the backstage drama. That's going to be obviously very, very important reasons, to be honest. But then you've also got Diamante is going to be taking on Jade Cargill for TBS Championship. So that's going to be something. She's also going to be bringing a special guest, apparently. That's what she said. Jungle Boy is going to be going up against Rey Fénix. And you've got Ricky Starks versus Powerhouse Hobbs. That's like the big rematch. I nearly lost my words there because I got so excited. That's going to be a big old rematch on Rampage as well. And then on top of this, we've also got the Rampage Golden Ticket Battle Royale, because Tony just loves adding new words to his battle royales to make them feel a little bit more special. And the winner of this is going to get
a golden ticket
to go to the chocolate factory. They're not going to get a world championship. They're going to get to go to a chocolate factory. Is there some kind of Wonka tie-in? I don't know. There's going to be some kind of weird
Wonka.
Probably. There'll be something, won't there? It'll be the film on after the show or something. And then we've also got Samoa Joe and TNT champion Wardlow. Obviously, Samoa Joe's the Ring of Honor TV champion. And they'll be teaming up to take on Mark Sterling's employed tag team, which is looking like Josh Woods and Tony Nese. So I'm going to really quickly round off this entire Grand Slam card because there's a lot of craziness. We've got obviously the Castagnoli Jericho match. That's going to be on the Dynamite, the Wednesday. On top of that, you've got the AEW World Trios and All Atlantic champion Pac taking on Orange Cassidy. Wow. You've also got the interim Women's World Champion Toni Storm. She's going to be defending against Britt Baker, Athena and Serena Deeb. Wow. You've got the World Tag Team Champions Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland against the Acclaimed. Going to say it again. Wow. And then you've also got the finals of the Grand Slam tournament, which is Brian Danielson against John Bloody Moxley. And that's just the Wednesday, Phil. On top of this, on the Rampage, you've got Hook, who's going to be teaming up with Action Bronson against Matt Menard and Angelo Parker. You've also got, obviously, like I said, Sting and Allen taking on Brody King and Buddy Matthews. You've got the Ring of Honor World TV champion Samoa Joe and Wardlow. They're going to be teaming up to take on Nese and Woods. TBS champion Jade Cargill defending against Diamante, Kingston, Guevara, Battle Royale, Jungle Boy, Fénix, and Hobb Starks. I'm gonna lose my damn mind after this week, Phil.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Absolutely mad. It is definitely stacked. I'm very much looking forward to a lot of this. Obviously, Rampage is going to be 2 hours. They're not going to try and squeeze all that onto
Could
a one-hour
imagine?
Rampage, although that's a very AEW thing to do. Let's face it.
Squash, 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 squash.
No time! But it's looking like it's going to be a hell of a thing. Tickets are still available, I think, as well. So if you're in the New York area, I would be getting tickets if I were you.
Treat yourself. Arthur Ashe Stadium. It is going to be insane.
Fun times. We're moving back over to WWE for a second. The Fiend might maybe still be possibly returning. So you probably saw the Triple H Ariel Helwani interview during the rounds not that long ago. In there, like, Triple H was talking about Bray Wyatt a little bit, talking how great it is to be with someone who's just so creative in everything that they do. Well, Meltzer has in the Wrestling Observer newsletter has a little bit of an update on this. So there are apparently increased talks within WWE about Bray Wyatt returning. However, those talks did kind of stall a little bit at one point, but it's described as definitely not a dead issue. So it's still ongoing, although things have stalled just a little bit. It seems like the problems may lie within pay, obviously, where it always lies, because Bray Wyatt's asking price, well, he's already sort of been put off joining other companies because his asking price is so goddamn high. Apparently, when he was in WWE, he was paid around the same amount as Randy Orton and Ronda Rousey, putting him very high up the tier of wrestlers within WWE, like with only sort of one tier of Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar above him. So he's like one of the highest paid wrestlers in the world. So he's got a bob or two to sit on. He can bide his time and wait for the right thing to appear before he makes his comeback. So I won't be expecting anything anytime soon, but the talks are definitely in progress, and if they can both reach mutual agreement, it probably will happen at some point. The Fiend back in WWE. Yeah. What do you think? Let us know in the comments. I'm excited about this.
It's a mad one. It feels weirdly inevitable, doesn't it? It's an odd feeling with this whole Fiend stuff. It does feel like that WWE is maybe the only place for him in the the kind of high profile
Impact's
wrestling
the only
sphere.
Other place that's bonkers enough to get away with it.
But have they got the money? That's the way it is.
They do not have the money for that.
That's the way. It's a similar story to Braun Strowman. It was one of those where you just looked at him and thought, I can't see him anywhere else, to be honest. And it felt like only a matter of time. And what do you know? He rocked up. Why don't we run it back, eh? Strowman and the Fiend at Extreme Rules. Let's do it.
Why not?
Swamp it, baby. And we're going to
talk
about...
Fiend versus Logan Paul. Bucket.
Don't do this to me, Phil. Now, that's the only thing I want to see at Crown Jewel, in a cage match, in a Swamp from Hell match.
Logan Paul covered in black goo.
Oh, it writes itself, doesn't it? And another return that is looking to be pretty... Well, not. I wouldn't say pretty much confirmed, but it looks to be, like, on its way. Like, there are developments that are happening now, which puts it kind of in the more likelihood category. There are words that I've just said.
The more likelihood category.
The more likely to happen category. It's an early morning. I'm tired. It's fine. And you're probably tired of me. So let's talk about Jeff Hardy, because that's what Dave Meltzer was talking about in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He was saying that Jeff Hardy is expected to leave rehab soon, and then he's going to mount an in-ring return. That's what he said. And obviously, he's not been in action. He's not been on television. He's not been anywhere since June 14th. And that was in the wake of his latest arrest for driving under the influence. And AEW then suspended him and said that he could obviously come back to the company and come back on television on the back of completing a treatment program, which it looks like he's now on the cusp of doing. It's also worth noting that he pled not guilty to that third, what would have been a third DUI offense in 10 years following the June 13 arrest. And he's next due in court for a pretrial hearing on Wednesday, the 19th of October. That felony charge of like a potential third offense for DUI within 10 years comes with a prison sentence of up to 5 years if he is convicted. So it's really serious stuff. And obviously his last match was Double or Nothing. That was obviously against the Young Bucks, and a lot of bad stuff happened in that match, like looked like concussions and KOs, and just not the most comfortable stuff to watch when you've seen a wrestler go through it. And I don't know how to feel about this. If he is on the verge of mounting a comeback and he's got a hearing very soon, I wouldn't expect the comeback to be happening very soon, personally.
No, absolutely not. You kind of have to wait until that is out of the way and resolved. Either way it goes, you have to wait until that's done before you bring him back. You just have to. At the end of the day with this, obviously, hope Jeff Hardy like gets the help he needs and gets recovered, but this just keeps on happening, and it gets to a point where like you just can't keep letting this happen, really, can you? It's too many times, way too many times. But let's hope he gets better soon. And if he is getting better, 100%, bring him back.
Yep.
But we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, see where the land lies.
Yes. But moving over to your Twitter questions to end the video. The first one comes from Howie Potter, who says, would you rather see Jon Moxley win yet another AEW championship, or do you reckon it's Bryan Danielson? He deserves a run as the champion.
Can we have both? I want both, Phil. I don't want to have to choose between that. It's hard because I don't want Moxley to be the nearly man. He deserves so much more than that. Like, I think he's. I don't want him just to have those asterisks against it, like being the interim champion and then finally getting the title and then losing it. And do you know what I mean? I think he deserves the proper run.
Yeah, he's like the pandemic champion, the interim champion,
yeah.
The like second interim champion.
That's what it is. He deserves that proper run, but equally, he deserves a break as well.
he really does want that holiday.
So it's probably going to be Danielson, which you want to talk about lesser of two evils? My goodness, I think it's just that'd be incredible too. So I don't know. It's mad.
I love Bryan Danielson. Yeah. He's my favorite wrestler in the entire world right now. A little part of me kind of wants him to lose. I'm not going to lie, because I just think it'd be kind of funny for, well, A, it'd be good for Jon Moxley to like finally get a proper win with it. But I think just the fact that like Bryan Danielson's the only one in the entirety of Blackpool Combat Club that hasn't won a championship within the AEW system yet, I think would be a really good chip on his shoulder sort of going forwards, and could really inform his character to just go and absolutely destroy people on his path to finally becoming a champion. And that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it.
Pissed off Danielson's never a bad shout. So yeah, I'm fully onto that.
But if Danielson wins, I'm also going to be fully on board with it.
This is how you book. This is how you book, Phil. Win-win. That's it.
I know.
It's just incredible.
And the match itself is also going to be incredible. So we move on to Payoff Wizard, who says, as someone who's not watching wrestling, who hasn't watched wrestling in about 5 years, is it a good time to come back? And if so, WWE or AEW?
Ooh. The first part of that question is yes. I mean, just look at 100%. Tony Khan tweeted out the other day.
He was like,
wrestling's a great place to be right now. And you've got just casual people, probably like yourself, just saying, is it a good time to come back? Yes, it is a good time. Because there's something for everyone. Do you know what I mean? If you like your more entertainment, wacky stuff, there's that. If you want your hard-hitting wrestling, there's that. It's just, and there's that on both companies at this point, which is a pretty crazy time to be alive. I wouldn't choose either or right now, personally. I think have a go at them both, see what you feel like. If you like the bright lights of WWE, go there. If you like the gritty realism that's sometimes there within AEW and just, I think, a bit more of a cutting edge, go there as well. But I really do think we're in a glorious time right now. We're spoiled for choice. I never thought we'd see this day. But even in those big two promotions, you're spoiled for choice. But then if you just start going down the tiers as well, Impact, places like that, like obviously Ring of Honor's doing its own thing in AEW. There's just a lot of stuff. New Japan, it's just, I'm just overloaded, inundated with great wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that. Like, 100%, it's a good time to come back because, yeah, it's really, really hot right now. Mm-hmm. And it's only standing to get better and better from here. Don't limit yourself if you are coming back to one company. Go watch them all for a little bit at least. Watch WWE, watch Impact, watch AEW, watch New Japan, watch everything because it's like the candy, it's like a pick and mix choice of wrestling out there. You can have like your bonkers stuff that Impact does with the crazy dead people storylines, and you can move over to WWE with the gigantic shows and production value. Like, there's something out there for everyone. Watch it all for a little bit and then pick your favorite if you don't have enough time to watch everything, which, let's face it, not many people do. Just go out there and find your favorite and then just watch that one. Just embrace it all and then see what.
I'd probably recommend for this year, watch like your WrestleMania, maybe watch Forbidden Door. I think they're your biggest extravaganza type shows out there with a little bit of everything. I think you'll find your taste within those two. If you've only got a bit of time, probably those two.
Absolutely. And the final question of the day comes from Santasaurus Jr., who says, what wrestlers would you put in the Gladiators reboot and tell Salty he's a good boy? Salty has left me at the minute. He's gone somewhere else, but I will tell him later. But the only wrestler that should be in the goddamn Gladiators reboot is Simon Miller, and I will die on this hill, and we need to make it happen.
Yes, must will it into existence. I was going to say Salty Sea Dog, but now it sounds weird, so I'm not. I'm going to go with Miller, and I want to see him like collide with Miller on top of one of those big, like, I don't know, they're like plush kind of pillars and you whack each other with big like sticks. I want to see that, and I want to see Wardlow and Miller. It just makes sense. Could you imagine? And Miller just whacks him on his ass and pulls his ponytail off and then puts it on his own head, and then he's known as Mildrow. Didn't think that through, but it's going to be great.
Excellent. But everybody out there watching right now, go tweet Simon Miller, go tweet whoever the production company is for Gladiators, tweet ITV, tweet everybody. We need to get Miller on Gladiators. Even if he can't be an actual gladiator, he's just got to be a contender at some point.
He's just got to be there.
Just look at him, he's built for this.
Oh, it's too perfect, isn't it? It's just too perfect. Let's do it.
It's got to happen. gotta happen. Make it happen, everyone. Make it happen. And on that note, we'll end the video. Thank you very much for watching. You can join me over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMikeChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE, and you can tweet at Simon Miller, SimonMiller316, and make him goddamn apply to be a gladiator. Mm-hmm. what else can you do? Watch more videos. Rampage Ups and Downs and SmackDown Ups and Downs are on its way later on today, so keep an eye out for those. Mm-hmm. And go watch everything else on the channel, because it's all good, and YouTube likes that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.